At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, you're way
shut up.
Off.
We're going to do this now. Now we're doing this thing.
What's wrong?
I got an idea for funny. Same thing I did before. Well, stand back, everybody. Watch a comedian work. Tuesday morning, hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
64 degrees right now, going to be 72. We're trying to figure out what the weather situation is.
There's a storm brewing.
So, but it's like spotty? Is it spotty? Is it guaranteed?
They said 90% of something.
Okay, so I need to know this because my daughter's got tennis sectionals
tennis
today.
Tennis watch.
You got it. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Sectionals for tennis. You just keep playing the next day if you win. They won last night.
So every day is a game.
Every day next, okay. But because it was such a quick turnaround, they couldn't get a bus.
Oh.
So I have to pick up
You are the bus.
Exactly. I have to pick up my kid at like 2:30 to get her out to Wayne.
Wayne Central?
Yep, Wayne Central, where they're playing out there, Ontario County. But, my kid doesn't have a cell phone in school because of the ban.
Right.
So I don't know how I'm going to find out.
They don't send out like an email or a text to you?
So here's the other problem. When the season started, they had like this like parent portal you could like sign up for.
Yeah.
And you had to like put in all your information.
Sure, sure.
Well, doesn't it already have that? You pay to go there.
No. I'm saying like
Pat didn't do it.
It's there. Yeah. I had to set up like a profile. And I was like, F this. I'll just ask people. And I am now paying.
You're now locked out of the portal.
God, I like, bro, it's being 12 again with like, homework. I'll do that tomorrow. Idiot.
You missed the training.
So like at noon.
So there's a possibility you could drive out there.
Yeah.
And no game.
Oh, even worse.
But isn't it possible they don't really know until the last minute anyway?
They said they're going to make the call at noon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, so that's what they told us. But here's the thing, stupid me. I have to go to Aquinas at 2:30 like to get her so I can miss my nap, get there at 2:30 and she's like, "Yeah, we're going home." God, consequence. Suck. That being said, I want to talk about something, Kimmy, that you stumbled upon on Sunday night. Because if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you know we are a big no adult birthday party show.
Yes.
Right? Like if you are having an adult birthday party, don't invite us because you're an adult.
You said.
Thank you. And with the exception of like milestone birthdays.
Okay.
Right? 21, maybe 30, 40, 50, 65. You.
Yeah.
Kimmy, while working the Bills game at Bill Gray, stumbled upon?
Yep, 85-year-old birthday.
Damn.
Pretty impressive. How's Gus doing?
It seemed good. Everybody seemed pretty healthy at that party.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're hanging out at a Bill Gray's on the west side. Of course you're going to be healthy.
At 85.
Having themselves a Sunday night.
Okay, so I think we need to amend the no adult birthday party rule that we have.
Okay.
Because is it fair to celebrate birthdays up until 21? Is that okay to have a birthday party up until
21? I mean, the 21 is the big one because, you know, the booze and you're going to go out.
You're finally an adult.
Everything's legal.
You're an adult, but there's no limitations anymore other than maybe renting a car.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say your first birthday and that one, that's it. Those are the two biggies.
Okay, so then we just go to, like, the milestone birthdays, 30, 40, 50, 65. I would argue once you hit a certain age, you then are allowed again to celebrate every birthday.
Oh, yeah.
But when does that start? What age?
People can't believe you're still alive.
Because that's what it is, right?
It is. Oh, my God. She's 90.
I'm actually celebrating my grandma's 90th this weekend.
Right. And it's basically saying,
real nice.
You're not dead.
Did you hear what you just
said? I know.
Yeah, he's gonna
I know. I'm sticking with it. You can't tell me what to say. I'm talking to you.
Let's put a little funny hat on her head.
Okay, can we pause? You're right. They'll do those news stories every once in a while.
Yeah.
Why
105 years old.
Like, these people obviously don't want to be on TV,
right?
They're just tired. They're tired of life. Don't put a hat on their head. It's like dressing up a dog in a sweater.
And you also have to wheel the cake in front of them because it's always like on a tray in a bed or run their wheelchair and stuff.
All right, so I ask.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. When it comes back around again in back end,
yeah.
When you're allowed to celebrate every birthday as an adult, what age is appropriate to start celebrating every birthday again?
I think it's when you get up there. You've got to be at that, oh, my God, age.
What
like
is
what,
that?
80?
85. I would say 80. You hit 85. You won whatever we're doing down here.
Okay.
Right? Like, you beat the odds by a long shot. Like, what's mid-70s for most people?
76 is, right. Yeah.
So you crushed that by 9 years.
Yeah. 76 is average life expectancy in America.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, you won the whole damn game.
So, but here's the thing. If 76 is average life expectancy,
right.
I would argue then, starting at 77, you have a birthday for that person every year because you have now outlived the average human.
77 is a weird number, though.
But you've outlived the average.
But you'd have to like explain that, like why you're doing a big 77.
But you just barely got over the line. You know what I mean? You got to hit a milestone year. To Kimmy's point, I would say if you're going to go by that logic, I would say 80.
Okay,
but I ain't giving you 80.
All right,
I know too many 80-year-olds.
I'll know.
I know people that have hit 80.
I know 80-year-olds.
My brother, my cousin, my aunt went to 101. You've got 100-year-olds.
Yeah, well, but only two of them.
That's a lot.
Well,
that's
no, I'm saying.
You know what it used to be? Zero.
I understand. I'm saying, like, when it comes to my family, I have great-grandparents that both lived over 100. I have my grandmother who died at 60.
Is that on your mom's or your dad's side?
So that's on my mom's side. My dad's side, we all men die at 60.
Okay.
But think about, like, pre-Civil War, life expectancy was about 35, 40.
I don't think it was that low.
It was really
pre-Civil
low.
War.
Pre-Civil War was about 35, 40 years old.
You just made that up.
Because think of any injury you got killed you.
No, I understand
On
the logic.
Top of that, and by the way, you were drinking filthy water and eating all kind of filthy good stuff.
That's a terrible way to talk about your great-grandmother. Look, I understand the logic you're using. I just find it funny. Go.
Hold on.
Pre-Civil War, American life expectancy at birth was roughly 35 to 44 years old.
So you now hit 80 years old, 85 years old. That's incredible.
Well, we're also talking about a 200-year difference. That's a pretty big gap.
No, but like, no, it's not.
It is.
That's a huge jump in age of survival compared to the beginning of time.
Okay, but you also have the Industrial Revolution, science. It expands by leaps and bounds. Yes, yes. No,
yeah, medicine.
Look, I'm not saying it's not
clean
remarkable.
Clean water.
But like, to compare someone
clean
from-
ladies.
252-WCMF. All right, Kimmy, what is the
shaved
age?
Kitties.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because before that, you never knew what the hell was down there. Bro.
See, you gave him confidence by telling him he was right.
You could go down there and get bit.
This is how we got here.
Yep.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
What is the age where you are allowed to celebrate your birthday on the back end again?
I say 80.
80?
I think 80 is a solid number.
It is.
Yeah, and then you would go 80, maybe 85, then 90.
Oh, no, I got
it. So would you do every year after that?
Every year after that,
but
I think.
But you could live to be like 100, so you got like 20 more birthdays to celebrate.
But like, every year is another reminder that you haven't died yet.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't
that's,
that I would rather have that anyways, every, whether or not you celebrate it?
Yeah, but like, for the person that's that age,
yeah,
they're going to walk into a room and go, oh my God, look at you. You're still here.
You don't think those people wake up every day and go, I'm still alive?
They don't want to be reminded of what's coming, man. You don't. But you go into these homes like where my parents, but they didn't. The last thing I want to hear is like, oh my God.
No, wait. The amount of people at age I've met where they're like, I just want to die or I'm ready to die.
It's they don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It's like this. It's like having this thing looming over your head. You know it's coming, and there ain't nothing you could do about it. I don't want to be reminded.
Look, just because you're going to burn in hell.
I don't like cake. Yes, I'm going to burn in hell. 90% of us, if there's a hell, you're going.
Says man who knows he's burning. I'm going to try to take all you with me. I'm taking y'all with me. Ah.
You know y'all going.
Ah, not me, man.
You know what I told you? All men are going to hell. Women, maybe some of you make it. Some of you. But the ones that are in Marshalls every other day, you're going to hell.
Why do you go to hell for being in Marshalls?
It's because you're overspending.
On
crap you don't need.
252-WCMF.
You're not taking care of your kids. You up all night.
Dope chopping, weed transporting. Kimmy stumbled upon an 85th birthday party at Bill Gray's on Sunday. When
and that's impressive. That's not in a nursing home. That's out and about on a Sunday night.
Agreed. You know, it's funny. You bring up the whole, Kimmy, like you have to have a birthday party for him every year for 20 years. The good thing about the elderly birthday is it's not really a party. You just show up with a cake. That's the party.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, well, that's all it was.
Oh, there's
really.
No gifts.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, if you plan a party for a 27-year-old, there's got to be like a club and activities or something like that. You plan a party for an 80-year-old, anywhere the cake is, the party has begun.
It just needs to be close to a restroom.
Yeah. Paul writes us about our policy of no adult birthday parties between 21 and 80. He says, what about people planning birthdays for you? I'm turning 30 soon, and my girlfriend wants to have a huge party for me, but to be honest, I'd rather go to the bar with a few buddies.
Tell her.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself, Paul.
Come on, Paul. Oh, you bitch-ass Paul.
Come on, grow some, Paulie.
No wonder she's pulling you around by your Paul balls. Also, going to the bar for your 30th birthday party. Is that sad?
I mean, it's not as sad as a sit-down cake and presents.
Yeah, you wouldn't do presents. That'd be weird.
If you just went out for a couple of drinks, all right.
All right, let me throw a scenario at you.
Yeah.
All right, because it's one thing if Paul's buddies call and be like, hey, man, it's your birthday. Let's go out. Okay, you're going out.
That's fine.
If, let's say you're sitting around
and
I call you. And I go, hey, man, my birthday's coming up. Let's go out and get drinks.
All right. I would do that.
I know you would. Am I sad for organizing my own birthday drinks?
Yeah, it's just a drink. So you're not as sad as that guy who called.
But I clearly am stating I would like to go have drinks for my birthday. Let's go out and have drinks.
I could give you a little break.
Okay.
Because I like to drink. If it was an activity I didn't like.
Yeah. We're going to go do pottery?
Yeah, that's sad. You suck.
Make a birthday vase?
Yeah.
That I'm going to smash with my foot in the basement when Nana puts
it. It all depends where you want to go.
What, for like, but for drinks?
Yeah.
Like your what you enjoy doing. Yeah.
I don't want to go to some Dave and Buster's, sit on a fake motorcycle, pretend I'm like riding a crotch rocket for 25 cents an hour, whatever they charge you. I ain't doing that. I don't want to play games.
Were you up all night?
No, but if you want to just sit and have a drink, I'm fine. But I don't want to go to some of the like, gaggy fun thing.
Wait, so where did you see your mom's out of it then? Gaggy and fun.
Why would I want to go to where my mother is?
That's what I'm wondering.
You go do your mother on my mother on your own time.
My favorite part is that everything he's saying is you're speaking it into existence because eventually you're going to have grandkids that are the perfect arcade age.
Well, that's fine.
You will be spending your afternoons on those motorcycles for 25 cents an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they charge you.
He's already had to do the trampoline park.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
God, what I would have given to watch you at that trampoline park.
The kids were adorable.
Yeah.
The adults, that's where the show is.
Bro, you're not going
I told you, there was like couples on the trampolines. Like, they were little kids.
Yeah, I did that with my wife last time we went.
I mean, how often do you get to jump on a trampoline?
You shouldn't.
It's fun. Oh, I'm sorry. So what would you call those adults that were jumping on the trampolines together?
You blew the bit.
Well, no, go ahead. I didn't blow the bit.
I oversell, then you crush me.
No, I understand. I didn't blow
the
bit.
I would be appalled.
It just shows what a bitch you are when you found out
to see people.
It ain't a bit, you bitch-ass bitch. It feels like women have more leeway when it comes to throwing parties for each other.
Of course they do, because they love doing this crap.
Yeah, because I think the thing is if you throw it for, like, one friend, then it kind of becomes the expectation for all friends.
Like, it feels like every woman I follow on Instagram, at least three times a month, she's out at a party for her girlies.
Yeah, and then they'll post pictures of them on Instagram from other parties that they were at before with them.
Yes, but there's, like, three places they just rotate for everyone's birthday all the time. And it's always a place... Okay, we're talking pet peeves, you know, you're talking about going to Dave and Buster's and riding a crotch rocket for 25 cents an hour or whatever they charge. There are like four or five restaurants that have, Kimmy, what do you call those things? It's got like the logos and you stand in front of it and take the picture.
Oh, I don't know what to call it.
It's like a red carpet thing where you stand in front of it. Yeah,
they have the set there to take pictures in front of.
Look at me, man. I was at Nosh last night with my pals.
I don't want to go to any restaurant that has that.
Like, you don't want to stand there with your gal pals?
Well, I think the thing is more and more restaurants are putting those in.
And it's eliminating restaurants I'm going to eat at. Well, no, but it's just like, what are we doing here, man?
You're like a busted Kardashian.
No, but you're not.
It's an easy free advertisement for that
restaurant. A cashless Kardashian.
Like, I have watched people take these pictures over and over again in front of these things at restaurants. Do you know what jackasses you look like?
You're not in Los Angeles, man.
And then the funny one, too, is like the husbands that are pretending like they don't want to do it, but then they're trying to get like the best pose possible to look cool. Like, bro, come on, man. Yeah. What happened to you? We used to be cool.
Yeah.
We used to be cool. Now you're trying to get
not so much anymore.
The best chin angle in front of the Nosh logo and the poster.
Which means somebody had to, like, take that picture for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which means you had to ask somebody at the restaurant to hold your camera and do that.
Yeah.
And that means you got to do that for them.
I mean, you're saying it's for the ladies, but I know some guys that also are like, oh, I don't want to do it. Okay.
Super, I agree. Super pathetic.
I don't want to. Okay.
Super.
Maybe one more.
By the way, you know who that is.
What?
That guy right there.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my outfit. Check out my outfit. Hey, guys, you want to do a joke video?
Did you get the shoes?
Well, yeah, get the shoes, man.
Let's do a joke video about my outfit. How many views did it get?
Like,
what are people saying about it?
Yeah, what are they saying?
Just tell a joke, though.
Like, you guys are actually kind of dressed the same today. You look like you're both going to the Jays game, but Tommy's like the friend that like didn't want to wear the mainstream stuff.
We are wearing.
Like, I got creative with mine.
Yeah, we are the matching colors.
Matching shirts. I didn't know you were coming in the Blue Jays alternate jersey this morning. Oh, we got more Instagram messages coming in talking about birthdays. Kimmy stumbles upon an 85th birthday party. We are very anti-adult birthday, but we have now decided, if you're following the break room rules, once you hit 80, birthday every year is fine. Rich writes, just celebrated my mother-in-law's 93rd birthday. She still lives at home. We took her out to dinner.
Oh, God. The mother-in-law that won't die. That's the worst,
okay,
man.
Let's not put it like that.
It's the worst, man. When your mother-in-law hangs that long.
Why?
What do you mean? Because you're obligated. They say every weekend, hey, we got to go see Ma. Ma needs some. We got to run to Walmart for Ma every weekend. You know, she's like, when they say they live at home, they really don't live at home.
Because
you're
does.
Constantly having to go over there and do things.
Why are you such a bad person?
Because I've been through this, man. I've had aged relatives.
You've been through it from a distance.
Your parents
and it still sucked.
Your parents lived in a home 2,000 miles away. You had aunts in New York that you went and visited because you had free place to stay in New York. You have not been married long enough where somebody on the other side needed like care around the clock. Shut up.
All my mother-in-laws dropped quick, and it was great. God bless him.
Yeah, like the day you said, I do. Yeah. Oh, my God. How could you? We'll finish it up with this. Tom writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, I miss going to joints where they would serve you your birthday age and chicken wings. Load up my crew and chow down.
Wait, they would give you 50 chicken wings?
Well, no. It's usually like when you're like a baby. Like, you know,
oh.
You're 12
I'm
years
105.
Look, I'm with him. If they would give me the amount of chicken wings for free, it's my birthday, I would have a birthday
I'm surprised
every year.
They don't do that.
Well, it would cost you $1 billion.
No, but you would bring in a bunch of people, though.
Well, yeah, but then, like, think about this, man. 39 chicken wings costs.
Oh, my God. How much does it cost
50
them?
Bucks? 60
it don't cost
bucks?
Them 50 bucks.
They're over a buck a wing now.
Not for them.
Okay.
They probably pay pennies on the wing.
Yeah, but think about how many people would come in for their birthday every night and just eat pennies on the wing. Did you
pennies
really just say that? It sounds like a Bette Midler song from the 80s.
You are the pennies beneath my chicken wings. I don't know what Bette Midler sounds like.
Close.
I never got
and by
that.
The way, you do get it because Johnny Carson's your hero and she saw you do about his life.
The only thing I did not like about Johnny Carson is that he loved Bette Midler. I don't get her.
More modern references like that. Today.
Look at me. I'm just like the 1940s.
We got a dynamite.
You are.
Well, this is a Blue Jays throwback jersey.
Okay.
When they were minor league.
It's a throwback jersey when they were minor league.
Yeah.
Okay.
Riding a crotch rocket at Dave & Buster's for 25 cents an hour or however much they charge.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription.
Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's a dream people pay to try and accomplish.
Oh.
Right? It's a dollar in a dream, Tommy. That's all you need.
Come on.
And then watch it ruin your life. Because a staggering amount of people end up worse for the wear, I guess.
Okay.
If they are lucky enough to hit this. This man took that and drove it to the extreme.
Oh, my God.
Something that Tommy Mulet has said in the past, he's positive would happen to him.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Let me tell you about a man, Tommy.
Yeah, we got
a man who won $1.3 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Damn.
Let me give you a little background on this man, Tommy.
Right.
He worked as a forklift driver.
Oh, my God, the golden forklift.
You guys. So story says that this man had $17 in his bank account. 17.
So he's down to nothing.
Yep, when he hit for this cash.
Oh, this is what you dream of.
Dream come true.
That scratch-off was half his bank account.
You got it. Yes, yeah. You're right. And he hits for $1.3 million. So everything's golden from this point on, right?
Easy street, my man.
Not so fast, buddy.
Whatever.
This 39-year-old man was so excited about hitting for $1.3 million. He quit his job.
Hell yeah. Takes his job and shove it.
Quit his job.
I could drive any forking thing I want.
And he started spending.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He started spending immediately?
Well, yeah. What do you do with $1.3 million?
No, but did he get the money yet?
Oh, no. Yeah, he got the money.
Okay.
Oh, he got the money. So he got himself a new car.
All right.
He got a new car for his mother. But this story is not a story about spending too much too fast. With no job, he discovered he had a lot of free time on his hands.
Okay.
And with that time, he decided to indulge in his vices.
Party.
This man says that he went on a three-month-long bender.
Oh, my
God. Of just
God. Everything.
So they don't get in specifically.
Okay.
Well, bender usually implies drinking.
Or alcohol or drugs.
Could be
yes, multiple things.
All of these things. But so here's the thing. We don't know what his drug drink of choice
what
was.
What his bendering was.
But that 3 months was so intense.
Yeah.
It ended with him in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
He partied so hard, he gave himself a pulmonary embolism.
So his body just said stop.
Yep. It got so.
F this.
Yeah. It got so bad, Tommy. A blood clot formed, got into his lungs, and he woke up one day unable to walk or breathe.
Holy Christ.
He had to be hospitalized for 8 days. He was on death's door. Like, he should have died.
Yeah.
Miraculously, he somehow survived, and he says he's thankful for the wake-up call. He says he now knows he needs more structure in his life. It is going to change the way he's living despite still spending the money. Yeah,
slow down.
Okay. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How fast do you think a lottery win would kill you? And I'm being serious when I ask that.
Oh, man. Easily. 3 months, yeah.
Like, that's fast, though.
I mean, any amount of money that's going to make you, like, an amount of money where you're going to quit your job, quit all responsibilities, that's when you're going to get into trouble.
Yeah, especially, are you talking, like, medically or just financially?
No, I mean medically. Like, your body will die.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it, man. Especially for guys just sitting around bored. And think about this. Yeah, that guy's 39 years old.
Yeah.
All his friends work all day.
Yeah.
So he's got his wife probably, if he's got a wife, Who knows?
Well, the fact that he bought his mother a car leads me to believe he is a single man.
Yeah.
Right, which is really dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the amount of time you would have to make stupid decisions, and we get progressively worse every day. You know, the bottle moves from the liquor cabinet to maybe the kitchen table to now it's right on the couch with me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
And
right.
That took an hour.
How does it take an hour?
Yeah, just leave it over here. Okay. You know, I'm not going to get up every time I want to sip.
You know, it's funny. Like, I could see you killing yourself. I could see me killing myself. Yeah. Like, Kimmy sitting here trying to be like, yeah, I might, like, buy another pink sweatshirt.
But that's what women. Women are logical and sensible.
Oh, I disagree. There are women that would absolutely kill themselves immediately with this.
They
kind
wouldn't
of money.
Kill themselves. I could see them spending.
Yeah.
But, like, to, like, say they're going to drink themselves.
Yeah,
like,
we're not going to engage in, like, dangerous behavior.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going out and buying, like, the fastest car available and racing it. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, like, risky behaviors.
I don't see them.
There's nothing
women,
like that that interests me. I'm not going skydiving or.
Right. I think most of their interests are probably you'll go
I'm
through a lot
to think,
of money.
Though, there's got
to
be something we're not thinking of
that you
women
would kill
you. Jump right into.
No, it's right.
I mean, it could be drinking. It could be drinking or any of those, like, drugs,
but y'all drink
anything
soft.
Like that.
It's right in front of your face. No, she's right, man. Like,
anytime an adult is bored, you may start to dabble in things you maybe wouldn't have otherwise.
Do you know how much liquor, you know how much Bailey's Irish Cream or Skinny Girl Vodka you'd have to drink to get yourself in the hospital?
A lot. You can afford it.
Bro, we talked about a woman yesterday at this time who blew a...
You'd have
to
be
to police,
douching with this stuff.
According to police...
Ooh, vodka douche, that could kill you. I forgot about the vodka douche.
One of my favorite Russian comedians.
I'm going to spike myself like a melon.
Why is he from the South?
We talked yesterday... At this time, about a woman who was pulled over with a .34 BAC.
Yeah.
So don't, at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I know they
on
exist.
A Tuesday. And here's the thing. I'll
but
go
she
even,
ain't, by the way, she ain't dead.
I'll go even further. Again, we're talking about this man at 39 years old. He won $1.3 million on a scratch-off ticket, $17 in his bank account, forklift driver. He went, quit his job, and just had fun. So much fun, in fact, that after a three-month bender, he ended up in the effing hospital with a pulmonary embolism. He woke up unable to walk or breathe. Tommy, when you say women wouldn't do this to themselves, right?
I don't see it.
Just look at your mother back in the day when she, you know, was a homemaker. She was drinking all day.
Yeah, but she still didn't have... But those women drank differently than women drank today.
It has nothing to do with gender. It has everything to do with filling time. And I'm telling you, maybe
so you think women and men drink about the same?
No.
I mean, to me, guys are it's a blowout.
Well, again, but like it's all relative to body size.
Yeah, I was gonna say because less booze is gonna affect her more.
By the way, before you met Kimmy, if I would have told you there's tons of women, you know, taking edibles, getting high, you'd be like, no,
women ain't doing that.
Like, you know, the other funny thing about this story, this 39-year-old man, he quit his job after he got $1.3 million, which I get $1.3 million, a lot of money. It's not quit your job.
It's not going to last you forever.
Especially if you're spending like this.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Like, what was your plan here? Was it to
take some
die?
Time off, figure it out later.
Okay, but it's not like the guy's like, you know, he's not like a, you know, CEO of a company where he can turn around and go get that job again. He's a forklift operator.
You only get to live once, man.
Yeah.
I mean, do you save it? Or do you know I could always go back to being a forklift operator if I blow it because I'm good at my job?
Do you think you're thinking that way?
I don't know. But I'm thinking, too, like, life's short. Like, okay, I could put that money in a bank and go back to my job, which not a lot of fun.
Okay.
And everybody, I got all this money, I go have some fun because in the end, it doesn't really matter.
But here's the thing, man. Now you got no pressure. You can work 9 to 5. You don't have to pick up overtime shifts. When you get off your job, you can go have whatever fun you want.
Yeah.
Look, man, as a guy who has been busted, and you too, right? The last thing I want to do is taste gold and then go back to having to live like that.
I understand.
Right? Like, if I have $17 in my bank account and I get a $1.3 million bump, I don't want to go back to having $17 in my bank account.
Yeah, but I can't say that not having lived it.
Okay.
Like, the thrill of somebody handing you $1 million for a stupid ticket. You didn't have to bust your ass for it. It's like found money.
Yeah, but I guess, like, how long would you get to enjoy it for it to be worth it? For it to be worth blowing through.
I don't know
what I mean?
I would rather not know what the golden ring feels like than to get it and have to go back to my old life.
Yeah, I think that hurts more.
Yeah, but what about the ride?
But okay, the ride's great. The ride's over.
Yeah, all rides come over.
All rides come over.
So enjoy. I say, Piss it away, baby.
No way, man. Your life is going to be more miserable because now you realize what you could have.
Life
had.
Is already tough, man.
Yeah, real
you
tough.
You think driving a forklift all day in a freezing cold in a warehouse is fun?
That's my point. So go have the fun when you get off of work by chipping away at it, not quitting your job and living off
it. It's all over there right now. You could die tomorrow, man.
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I inherited $250,000.
We inherited.
And it put me in the hospital. I was on life support. I have and in a coma. I have now been 4.5 years sober. It did not help when I moved to Vegas with that cash. He goes on, go Bills, one bottle of Jameson per day. So
he drank a bottle of Jameson a day?
That's what he says.
God damn, man.
But $250,000 almost killed him.
But you're in Vegas, man. Every building is designed to take your money.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And I guess, the question is, whatever your vice is, it's going to get you if you get this money.
Sure.
The question is your vice health-related or finance-related? Because for even the people that survive, 7 in 10 lottery winners end up declaring bankruptcy at some point.
I mean, there's endless documentaries on the people that have really bad runs after the money.
Well, to that point, the philosopher Biggie Smalls did say.
What'd he say?
More money, more problems.
Yeah, true.
And he found that out the hard way.
Right, what happened? Is he all right?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
I got tickets to that show, man.
You would be stupid enough to buy Biggie tickets.
Yeah, that'd be
the reunion tour. He's
coming to the Blue Cross.
The Blue Cross. Are you having a pulmonary?
I know.
No.
Go ahead.
See, you got
run your mouth.
You got contagious bush mouth over here. All right, let's take a break.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rochester, New York, city of the future.
Future.
Technology galore. And it's here to make our lives easier.
Fantastic.
In fact, if you're on the road right now, you may be looking at the new technology the State Department of Transportation is testing out.
Ooh, we getting a little techie?
Yeah, tech that makes us, Tommy, a genuine big old city.
Damn, what are we getting?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Have either of you noticed the new digital information signs along 490?
Yes.
No. Yes, I have.
Digital information.
Yeah, I actually saw that on my way to Bill Gray's on Sunday.
Wait, what did I say?
Had it lit up.
So the state DOT is running a pilot test program to get you to know how long it is going to take to get where you're going.
How do they know that?
So, for example, when you're coming up on like the Broad Street exit, there is a sign there that'll let you know 3 minutes to South Ave, 5 minutes to Culver, 6 minutes to 49.
Oh, that's like stuff you see in Chicago.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like you see it a lot in bigger cities as like you're approaching, like only 2 hours to go 10 miles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So those times will change based on what's happening with the traffic. So, like you said, you brought up Chicago, New York, L.A., Atlanta.
Traffic flow.
Exactly. They have all these things. And now we have them, too.
Look at that.
And I got a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. Unless, like, you know, I could see it being helpful if there's construction going on or something that's going to hold up traffic for a little while. Maybe you want to know, but usually your phone tells you that.
That's
anyways.
What I'm saying,
So I don't know why we would need this on a daily basis in most places.
All right, so there's a caveat to be said here for this room. We don't come in or leave during rush hour.
True.
True.
So maybe it's different for people that have to deal with that every day.
Yeah.
But
you still have an idea.
And I guess
I don't know how often it varies.
Well, I mean, I guess it could based on construction or an accident. Kimmy, too, along the lines of the phone, if you're going to the same place every day back and forth,
you know.
You don't have, but no, I'm saying you don't have your phone open, so you wouldn't be aware there could be an accident that's going to cost you an hour. So that would help.
Well,
with
you know,
that.
You got to listen to CMF.
Well, yeah.
You know why?
Why is that?
Alan Carr, I'll tell you how to get there, buddy. Alan Carr, I got your forecast right here, and I got your traffic reports right here, too, buddy. What else you need?
Does he do forecast? Forecast? Stupid.
You just talk to me. I'm Alan Carr. I get whatever you need.
Why are you doing it
I
like
got
that?
Stuff in my trunk. Come over here. I want to show it to you.
He's selling black market goods?
I got all kind of stuff.
Or is he going to show me his
penis? I'm Alan Carr for CML. Buddy. Yeah, that's pointless. So what did they spend on that?
There
has to be some company that makes this crap.
So the signs that were already up is like digital billboards, so that didn't cost anything. The way they measure it, however, is interesting. This must have cost something.
Yeah.
They say that they use people with easy pass tags on their car, and they have transponders on the side of the road that judges the flow of traffic that then shoots back to the sign. So all of us together are letting other people know this is how long it's going to take.
So we're doing it.
So again, it's just a pilot program, so there's no guarantee that it'll stick around for a while. But I figure, Kimmy, if you already got the technology up, why would you not just keep it?
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure like those signs can also show you other alerts, too, because I've seen it for like severe weather and stuff like that.
Is this what they do, like the missing people and all that, too?
Any types of notifications.
252 WCMF, big old city stuff.
Yeah,
gonna
buddy.
Take you 3 minutes to get to South Avenue. Jay's on CMF. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
I don't actually hate these signs for the simple reason of Uber, like our app, does not accurately show us traffic.
Okay.
So when I'm driving, I don't know where traffic really is unless other Uber drivers are stuck in it.
All right.
So these signs will be a great way for me to know, oh, hey, it's going to take, you know, for example, 9 minutes to get to, you know, the 390 exit. I can now go around instead of going all the way through.
Okay, but I will say this. Like, when it comes to what you're getting versus what it takes, how often is there a massive jam up, like, traffic issue in Rochester? Like, once every two
At
weeks,
At least
maybe?
Once a day.
No, well, get out. Your
every
ass
day,
is wet,
Pat.
Jay.
Wet-ass Jay.
What SJ drive?
Say again?
Never mind. Jay, all right, we'll put you down to the positive. Thanks for the call, buddy.
But to Kimmy's point, I'm like, if you're an Uber driver, you probably have your phone open. You can see the traffic flow. What?
He just said that.
Well, he did say, I guess their app doesn't accurately track that.
But your phone does.
I don't know. Maybe they can't have
both
open.
No, but your actual phone.
Yeah, but he's using his phone for the app. Well, I don't know. Maybe he can't have both open.
Usually when you get
in
there, they got their phone open. They're on their phone.
Yeah, but that's
the app, probably. He literally just said, into the phone.
He's hard to understand.
He's not. We all. Everyone heard it.
I don't get that accent.
I don't know.
That's got to be some kind of West Side accent. Like, that's a Kodak exposure accent.
All right. So, Kimmy, I'm going to talk to you for a little while.
Go ahead.
Kimmy, this feels like one of those too big for our britches moves. Mm-hmm. And
Of course it is.
We are kind of famous for the too big for our britches moves. Right? Let's get a boat that goes back and forth to Toronto.
It was pretty cool.
Let's build a standalone soccer stadium. Let's raise money for $250 million performing arts center down on the river. And it seems that we have this weird...
Well, at least we're going smaller.
Well, yeah,
no, we're
just
down to a lit sign.
You're right about that. But it is kind of strange how we tend to have this fixation in Rochester with trying to be bigger than we actually are. Right?
But that's everybody. Everybody wants to feel cool in big city, though.
Okay, but
sometimes it actually does the opposite. Like, it makes you realize, like, this isn't necessary. Yeah. We're not going to use this because we just can't sustain it, I guess.
No, you're right. No,
depending on what it is.
But I think we're kind of learning our lesson slowly.
But that's what's so weird about this. And to your point, like you just said, this is not a disaster in any way. If it doesn't work, it just goes away. It's not going to cost us what the Fast
There's
Ferry
no
did.
Risk.
Soccer stadium, all that stuff. But like, it feels like we as a community do better when we let things happen naturally. And like you said, there's proof of this. Parcel 5 is proof of that. The transformation that Fairport has made naturally is proof of that. Neighborhood of Play, down where they took out the inner loop. It looks amazing now. Yeah. And that all happened naturally. By the way, if you have not been down in that area in the last few years.
You won't recognize it.
Kimmy, I drove through it the other day. I got lost.
It feels like you're in a different city.
Yes.
For like a small stretch.
Oh. But that all happened organically, based on something that was like super popular. It's exactly the right size and exactly what we need here at Rochester. It's perfect for what we do here. To the point you just made, Tommy, with the success we've had knowing what we are, why would we not just keep doing that?
Well, it sounds like I think we are we now?
I don't know. This makes me nervous. The whole like
that sign.
Well, just because it feels like an indicator of more, hey, guys, here we got people moving in here. A lot of big cities. Maybe we should start being big city again. A helicopter that takes you to Vegas straight.
That would be pretty cool.
No, it wouldn't. It's completely pointless.
The city chopper? We do have that cool awning at the airport. That was, what, $40 million or something like that? The big old lit up awning.
Big deal.
World's most expensive airport awning. Yes. And again, serves no purpose.
I know.
Absolutely zero purpose. I don't know, man. Like, maybe it's just like me becoming an old man. But like the more.
Well, you also grew up poor. So you never had.
I never had a sign to let me know how far I was to South Ave.
Yeah. And you were always envious of people that had.
What are you talking about?
You always had a chip on your shoulder.
What?
You judge people, how they dress, how they look, how they talk, what they eat, what they say, because you have an inferiority complex and a little bit of guilt.
If I had an inferiority complex, wouldn't I want all the major city stuff
here? You do, but you kind of don't want to be that person.
I don't want to.
You fight it. You hate your daddy, and you don't want to be your dad.
What are you talking about?
You're very conflicted.
Kimmy, will you talk?
I also thought
you hate an awning.
I do hate that awning.
You hate an awning.
That awning sucks.
Oh, listen to yourself.
You love the awning. You're the one that brought the awning up.
It makes me feel good when I pull into the airport.
You hate your daddy, but you come on the show and you say, "Oh, you know, you had a couple of good ideas." Sometimes you got it right. You were saying, Kimmy? I'm sorry.
I also wonder. I mean, I guess again, we're not out there for rush hour.
We're not in the trenches.
No.
But I kind of thought that like traffic since COVID was kind of lighter than it used to be, just because there's so many more people working from home and with different schedules now.
I mean, that might be changing the amount of people forcing folks to go back in.
True.
Companies. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this new program the state DOT is running. You may have seen the signs along 490. They are letting you know how long it's going to take to get where you are going. For example, when you're coming up to the Broad Street exit on 490, there is a sign there. It'll say 3 minutes to South Ave, 5 minutes to Culver, 6 minutes to 490, and that gets adjusted based on traffic. They use Easy Pass, people that have it, and transponders on the side of the road to judge how long it's taking people to get there. And, you know, in New York and Atlanta and Toronto and
L.A., Hollywood.
Dip, all these places.
Yeah.
With a ton of traffic and people, it's a necessary thing. I don't get it here. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm sure we don't. I mean, traffic, like you said, it's pretty short.
You know, the ultimate irony with this whole, like, big city, little city
idea. Yeah.
For years, we tried to make ourselves bigger than we actually were.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, we made life harder, and it kept people from moving to Rochester. And when we stopped going above and beyond, we've become a place that people want to move to from out of state. Like, folks are leaving bigger cities to come here because of easy commutes, lower cost of living, a bit of a slower pace. And it makes you wonder, makes me wonder at least.
All right.
If we hadn't tried to, like, hold on to that Rochester boomtown mentality when Kodak was going away with the Fast Ferry, with the soccer stadium, with all these ideas, what could we be right now?
Ooh.
Right?
Well.
Like, if we would have just embraced what we were from the beginning, would we be further along?
Probably. Because you wouldn't have pissed away all that money.
Besides like the Fast Ferry stuff like that, what other big projects, I guess, are you referring to?
Well, okay, Fast Ferry, soccer stadium, the attempt to build this performing arts center over and over and over again. There's a whole bunch of stuff down in the city of Rochester.
The light rail they wanted to put in.
Okay, well, I think the light rail actually would have worked.
No, I'm talking about they wanted that. I shouldn't say light rail. They wanted that high speed from, it was kind of like it was supposed to go from Buffalo all the way to Albany.
I also think that would have been a good idea.
I'm surprised it doesn't exist.
Well, it costs too
much because
money.
Of the money it would cost, man.
But think about, I mean,
you ain't Tokyo.
The ease of going from these places. I mean, that would have been a great idea. I don't know how much it would have
been. I don't know how much people would use it, though.
Okay, it would have benefited people coming to Rochester, right? Because I would use it to go to a Bills game. I would use it to go to, you know, a Syracuse basketball game. Like, yeah. Those are, or the state fair, whatever. But it is, we've talked about the train thing here on the state, the high-speed rail. We're past the point, but it makes me angry. We never jumped on that.
I mean, it looks cool.
I think it would work.
But again, it's like the ferry on rails.
You mean a train?
Yeah, the ferry on rails.
It's like a boat.
On rails.
But it's on land, and it only goes back and forth.
Something else we can't afford.
All right, how about this?
Right.
I think the key to the greater Rochester area being successful,
okay, I'm with this.
Whatever we think is a good idea, do the opposite.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you have this grand old idea for something you think is going to make this place better, do the opposite of what that idea is and let things grow. For example, we brought up Parcel 5. That was the exact opposite of what they wanted to do. They wanted
just leave it.
Yes, they wanted to
build some grass.
Exactly. Okay. Let's build a big ass performing arts center. No, in fact, let's do the opposite.
Let's put a food truck on it.
Look how successful it is. Every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there was something going on down
sometimes
there.
Sometimes during the week.
You got it.
But it doesn't make any money, really.
It does make money.
It's a big blank space.
I mean, it's chump change.
I mean,
it's a building that had a business that would make money.
Sure.
That's something.
I mean, I would assume the Jazz Fest.
No, I hear you.
Brings in some money.
Slack ass playing hacky sack on
Jazz
lunch
fest,
hour
French
when they're
fest.
Eating their seafood wraps.
He's not even listening. No, instead.
Your sushi tray.
Instead, let's spend $250 million to build a building that in 175 years will eventually break even if it hasn't collapsed
yet.
Yeah,
but I won't be around.
Okay. Let's take a break.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.